It's 8:51. Now, a lot of parents struggle with how to limit their kids' use of electronics. And we try to tell kids how much of life they can miss when, of course, they've got their face in the screen of some electronic device, maybe imitating their parent.
This media we call social is anything but when we open our computers and it's our doors we shut.
There is an awesome video, and we're going to link it on our website, WTOP.com. It's called Look Up. And the idea behind it is so much is missed when we don't look up from those devices. Joining us live to talk about how it is we can actually get off of these devices we may be hooked on right now is the psychotherapist Amy Morin, who is About.com's parenting teens expert. Amy, good morning. It's sure good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what do we do here? I guess we have to build rules and borders in some way to have limits to the amount of time we all spend on these things.
Absolutely. The statistics are pretty scary. Kids are spending something like 7 hours a day behind a screen. So absolutely, parents need to role model and set some limits on getting kids to not spend that much time behind their technological devices.
Amy, my kid on this a little bit, maybe what needs to happen is that they need to see their parents do the same thing, and then the kids will really do what we're suggesting.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, that so many parents are yelling at their kids from the couch with the TV on, you know, to shut off their phones or to not do this or not do that. Or you see so many parents walking around in the mall texting and that sort of thing. I think it definitely starts with parents, that parents need to shut off their technological devices sometimes as well.
And the irony here is, you know, one of the things about this video is it is really motivational in the way it strikes you. I don't know whether you've had a chance to see Look Up the video.
Yes, I have.
It is just amazing because you realize that while you're doing all of this connecting online, you're missing out on such important connecting in the real world.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I think parents take kids on vacation or they take them to the ball game and kids have their nose buried in Facebook just talking to their friends saying, hey, what are you doing, and carrying on these conversations, and then really missing out on the real world. So I think it's so important for parents to set those limits and teach kids you don't have to have your phone or your iPod with you all the time.
Yeah, you know what? When our kids come to the dinner table, they are not allowed to have any of their devices with them. But maybe that no tech zone should be expanded to other parts of the house.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to not let kids have stuff in their bedrooms. Kids don't need their cell phone in their bedroom. Nothing good happens at night at 3 a.m. when they are using their laptop or their cell phone. And so I think it's a great idea to have those sorts of just really hard and fast limits to say, no, you can't text at dinner and you're not going to use any sort of technology in your bedroom.
Wow. No, true words have been spoken. Thanks, Amy. Great having you with us this morning.